This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks. It's Ready or Not's new bite-sized advice-based podcast, and it's coming to your ears every Thursday. I'm Lou, and I'll be taking the reins for this first one. And next week, you'll hear from Loz. We'll then alternate fortnights, as you may have guessed, to bring you whatever is helping us parent and work in that week. Today is all about making the return to paid work a little bit easier via simplifying our wardrobes. Look, I am no style expert. Although I love clothes, I'm not going to pretend to be your fashion correspondent. But I am a mum who needs to get dressed each day. And of all the things that bring unexpected stress in getting out the door in the morning to get to work, a big one can be getting yourself dressed. You're potentially already wrangling getting little people fed, dressed, and out the door. Your body might be different. You might have shoved your office wardrobe out of sight for the last 6 months or a year. And you might just feel really different about the way you want to dress. I know I definitely do. Talking about fashion is something I haven't really wanted to do that much with this podcast because I thought it was a bit vain, but since becoming a really big fan of Rattle Styles content, I've decided that it's not vain at all because we all need to get dressed every bloody day. So this episode is less about vanity and more about streamlining processes and feeling good. It's inspired by our postpartum and return to work planning guide. While that guide doesn't actually cover fashion, the logistical advice we give in that guide has influenced so many areas of my life, including how I go about my wardrobe and getting dressed. So let's get into it. Here's how I'm simplifying my wardrobe as I begin to return to more paid work. First up, ask yourself these questions. What's the weather going to be like when you return to paid work? Will you need lots of layers or will it be hot? Is the weather going to be somewhere in between? And then think about what that means when it comes to what you already have in your wardrobe and what you're missing. Next up, do you commute to the office? Is that from the comfort of your car? Is it via bike or is it via train ride? If it's a train ride or anything that involves exercise, do you need comfier shoes? Do you need a puffer jacket to keep you warm? Do you already have those things? What will you store them in? Do you have a daggy old bag that you can throw it in? Do you want an ice bag because you just feel like you bloody deserve it? Thinking about those things will start to identify what you need. And then let's look at how many days a week you are in the office. This will determine practically how many real top-to-bottom outfits you need to be able to throw on each week. Let's then identify the types of office and work-from-home clothing you do need. For me, this looks like about one day a week at a production studio. Here, I go for smart casual, so shirts and pants or jeans and boots, Converse or similar. I could really go jeans, cons and a tee every day if I wanted, but given I spend so much time working from home, I like to go a touch dressier than this. In my opinion, it's not just about what the dress code or office vibe is. It's about working out what makes you feel good. So the next part of that is that when I'm working from home, I'll go a bit dressier on top and comfort on the bottom because no one will see me from the waist down. The top half will be a shirt or similar. I really love Studio Marlene. They make reasonably priced shirts that enable me to feed while interviewing Ready or Not guests. I also love Zara, H&M, Cotton On, Deji Studios and Studio Marlene for comfy bottoms too. The next part of my work wardrobe is if I'm hosting a live event or a talk. And this is normally at nighttime, so I'm calling this like a nighttime version of smart casual. Either a simple black long sleeve dress that's a little bit dressier, or just a slightly dressier version of what I'd wear to the production studio. So in a nutshell, I have my work from home look, which is business up top and party down the bottom, a smart casual vibe and a cut above a smart casual vibe for anything in person that I'm doing at nighttime. For you, this might be 3 days in a really corporate office. Is that a pair of pants and a skirt that you can rotate? Is that the same jacket 3 days in a row with a different top and bottoms combo? What can you rewear 2 days in a row that can keep things really simple for you? Write down the way you can mix and match your clothing items or take photos so you're not stressing out the morning of work while potentially trying to get the kids out of the door. Again, I know it might feel vain, but it's actually practical. Next, let's look at what's in your wardrobe that you may have forgotten about while on parental leave. This tip comes from Liv from Rattle Style, who I interviewed recently. And I know shopping your own wardrobe sounds really simple and obvious, but it can actually be quite silly what you end up finding. that you either still love or that you could sell on sites like Depop. I just went through my wardrobe and I have sold so much recently on Depop. I'm actually already cringing at how much I'm going to reference Depop in this chat. And while we're on this one, also be realistic about what fits and what doesn't. If something is slightly too tight, I'll probably keep it for about 3 months and check back in. And then if it doesn't fit, I'll either give it to a friend or put it on Depop. If it's so bloody tight that I can't even do it up, like a pair of jeans that I recently, or not so recently, bought. I was unknowingly pregnant with Posey when I bought them and quickly couldn't fit them. So they're straight up on Depop for me. I cannot even get them around my waist. I don't have time to feel like shit when there's a chance broken sleep and daycare sickness is already doing that to me. So I am saying goodbye to those jeans forever. Next up, speaking of shopping your own wardrobe, what are your values when it comes to shopping for the pieces that you do genuinely need, those gaps that you need to fill? I'm trying to buy a mixture of secondhand, good pieces that I will wear a lot, and the cheap pieces as the fillers. I really want to go for businesses that are ethical when it comes to sustainability and stuff. So I focus on that as much as I can. But on the flip side, the reality is, and I hate to say it, that I can't afford to only buy $200 plus pieces for my wardrobe. So I have filler items from your Kmart and your Cotton On's. I'll try to buy secondhand on Depop instead of that, but sometimes you just need to shop at those shops. In fact, I will link my favourite Cotton On jeans. I feel bad even doing this as I'm not too interested in spruiking fast fashion, but I know that most of us can't really afford to just buy the good labels. So let's just do the best that we can within our budget. And a big thing for me is focusing on quality over quantity. What do I actually need versus what I want? Yes, that $20 t-shirt is cheap, but how many of them am I buying? Could I just buy one good quality $70 t-shirt instead? From there, I identify what I actually needed to fill my wardrobe with or the pieces that were missing. So one thing that I didn't have was a smart black blazer. I got one from Nude Lucy recently with a bit of a leftover gift card. You know those credit card things that businesses get? Hayden got one for some reason and it had some cash on it. So thanks, Hayes. It was actually his, but I benefited from that one. From the same shop or the same brand, Nude Lucy, I also got a nice t-shirt, both in black and white. These are t-shirts I wouldn't wear to the gym. I realized that I only had crappy old t-shirts. So I got one in black, one in white, really good quality. I would wear them under a blazer into the office. I also bought two good long sleeve tops with a slight collar on sale from COS, again in black and white, and I'll link those if I can find them. They might be sold out. We will see how we go, but they were reduced and that was a brilliant win. And I also noticed that I didn't have any oversized shirts that were friendly for breastfeeding and office vibes, but also for my body that's changed. I'm softer, my hips are wider, that's fine. But a nice black shirt, that's going to feel a lot better on me than some of my other more tight-fitting shirts for the workplace. So I bought a black shirt on sale from Sir The Label and I absolutely love it. I'll link it in the show notes. I'm doing everything in my power not to use my Depop money to buy it in brown too. From here, by shopping my wardrobe and then adding these pieces, I felt like I had a lot of different outfits from really only about 10 different pieces. My next piece of advice is to try it on. I tried it all on together in different combos, and I know it might feel a bit vain getting in front of the mirror, looking at yourself in a whole lot of different outfits, but there is nothing worse than throwing things on that you thought would make you feel good, only to look in the mirror and feel like you put the most random shit together that just doesn't work. Trying it on is less of a vanity thing for me and more of a time-saving thing. So the night before work, if I haven't laid out what I'm wearing the next day, at least I know what does and doesn't work already. It saves so much time. And it honestly will have you thinking less about your appearance in the long run. So mix and match as much as you can here so that you're not buying unnecessary items. Next up is a tip that you may have heard me give on Witching Hour, which is that if you love buying clothes or you feel like you need clothes, but you don't really have the money to justify doing it, use your birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day, whatever you can wrangle to get gift vouchers to your favorite shop or label. Be specific about where you want it to be from. And buy something nice for yourself. I did this for Christmas, my birthday, and Mother's Day, which is a 6 month period for me, as it will be for a lot of people actually, because they're about 6 months apart. And it was a really great way to buy some key pieces that I needed without spending much extra money. I feel like I got a whole lot of pieces for about $200, basically felt free. So that is it from me. I'm going to leave a checklist in the show notes for what to consider, what questions to ask, what to do. accompanied with some of the labels that I've noticed have great sales on at the moment. I'll put up an Instagram story too, actually, when this episode goes live, to get all your ideas of where you're shopping sales to get yourself some return to paid work outfits. Because if we're going to navigate potentially childcare, potentially different schedules, being away from our kids, being a bit more stressed, a bit more tired, let's feel fly as fuck while we do it, hey? So check the show notes for all of that too. That's it for the first tips and tricks. Let us know if you've liked this episode, and Loz will catch you next Thursday.